With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Happy Easter, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, where we explore the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. The great festival of Easter, which we celebrate on today's program, is the most glorious day in all of the Christian year. And we'll hear spectacular sacred choral and organ music to mark the triumph of Easter, with pieces by Charles Wood, William Byrd, Samuel Sebastian Wesley, and many others. We'll start things off with an organ work by blind French organist and successor to Franck and Tournemire, Jean Longlet. His incantation for a holy day is based on a plain chant for the Easter vigil as the new light is brought into the church. The chant is a dialogue between priest and people as the priest intones Lumen Christi and the people respond Deo Gratias, translated as the light of Christ, thanks be to God. The rhythm and pitch of this chant dialogue is apparent from the first notes, and those motives pervade this powerful work. James Lancelot plays the organ of Durham Cathedral.
Thank you.
James Lancelot played Incantation for a Holy Day by Jean Langlet on the organ of Durham Cathedral. The introit for Easter Day, Hec Dies, or This is the Day That the Lord Has Made, comes from Psalm 118. We'll hear one of the most popular settings of it by William Byrd and sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Anthony Crossland conducts. Hec Dies by William Byrd was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, led by Anthony Crossland. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A melody from a Magnificat tone by Palestrina was adapted as a hymn tune in the 19th century by William Henry Monk to set one of the great Easter hymns, The Strife is O'er, the Battle Won. It's performed with great fanfare and robust singing by the choirs of St. Paul's Parish, K Street in Washington, D.C. They're joined by the Washington Symphonic Brass and organist Bruce Neswick in this arrangement by director Jeffrey Smith.
Thank you.
Charles Wood's beloved arrangement of the Dutch carol This Joyful Eastertide was performed by the Tewkesbury Abbey Choir, led by Andrew Sackett. Earlier, Jeffrey Smith led the choirs of St. Paul's Parish, K Street, in his own arrangement of the hymn The Strife is O'er. Samuel Sebastian Wesley's anthem, Blessed Be the God and Father, was born out of necessity for a service on Easter Day in 1834 while he was organist at Hereford Cathedral. It was noted for that service that only trebles and a single bass voice were available, and the bass singer doubled as the dean's butler. The central portion of the piece involves only treble voices, and sections on either side of it feature tenor and bass voices, presumably all sung at the time by the singing butler. In any case, it's a well-crafted piece and an enduring part of the choral repertoire. The choir of Hereford Cathedral sings, conducted by Geraint Bowen. Peter Dyke plays the organ. Samuel Sebastian Wesley's anthem, Blessed Be the God and Father, was sung by the choir of Hereford Cathedral, directed by Geraint Bowen. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A Hungarian hymn for Good Friday was translated into English by the great pastor, musician, and hymn writer Eric Rowley in 1974. There in God's Garden has become a modern favorite as an Easter hymn, paired with a tune, Shades Mountain, composed by Birmingham, Alabama musician Kaylee Scott in the 1980s. We'll hear it in a recent arrangement by Jeremy Bankson, who leads the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Tom Trenny plays the organ.
Thank you.
The hymn, There in God's Garden, with tune by Kaylee Scott and arranged by Jeremy Bankson. Musicians from First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska performed, led by Mr. Bankson. We return to organ music for Easter by Jean Longley for our next selection. The first of his three Gregorian paraphrases is titled Death and Resurrection, and subtitled Death, Where is Thy Sting? It's an extended improvisation, really, on a plain song theme for Easter. It begins quietly, but grows to an extended fortissimo conclusion. Jane Watts plays the organ of St. John's, Smith Square in London.
Thank you.
Mors et Resurrectio by Jean Longley was performed by organist Jane Watts at St. John's Smith Square in London. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We continue our Easter celebration with music of Orlando Gibbons. Gibbons was a successor to William Byrd at the Chapel Royal, and though he set the text I Am the Resurrection and the Life in English, as was the modern convention, his music for this anthem looks back to the Latin works of Byrd and Tallis before him. It's somewhat austere by comparison with other works of the time, but not without charm and nobility. We'll hear Stile Antico perform music of Orlando Gibbons, I Am the Resurrection and the Life.
Thank you.
Stile Antico sang I Am the Resurrection and the Life by Orlando Gibbons. The tune for the hymn Thine Be the Glory comes from Handel's oratorio Judas Maccabeus and had also appeared to accompany a German Advent hymn. French-speaking Swiss poet Edmond Baudry wrote the hymn text that we know in French in 1884. It was translated in 1923 by Richard Hoyle and has appeared in countless hymnals since that time. We'll hear the choir of Wells Cathedral sing, directed by Malcolm Archer. Rupert Goff plays the organ. Thine Be the Glory was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directed. The English carol tune Dancing Day, dating from the early 19th century, is paired with an Ambrosian hymn text from the 4th century in our next selection. Easter Carol is arranged by Richard Prue and performed by the choir of All Saints Episcopal Church, Beverly Hills. Thomas Foster conducts and Patricia Cloud plays flute.
Oh,
The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys performed John Rutter's brilliant setting of the hymn Jesus Christ is Risen Today. John Scott conducted. Earlier, the choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills sang Easter Carol, arranged by Richard Prue. Thomas Foster directed. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate the great festival of Easter. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.